Hello.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
A little bit sore.
Yeah,
a little sore, a little tired. I'm very glad this is not a television interview because I look as though I ran a marathon and then hopped on a plane and didn't sleep in between.
It has been a tough recovery, though, I hear.
Yes, yeah. Well, when you combine the heat and the battering hills, your body does take a beating and it definitely lengthens the recovery time. So I'll be sore for a few more days.
Mm-hmm. And this is not your first marathon. You've done them before.
Yes, I was trying to keep. It's embarrassing. I think I've lost count. This is 21 or 22 marathons and half marathons. I'm sure I've done in the hundreds, and other road races probably the same. But the marathon, it is definitely over 20. But I'm going to go with 21.
Wow. And of all the races you've done, this one I read in your Facebook post has been one of the hardest. I read.
It was the hardest. Well, you know, Rebecca, you're a runner as well. And you know that when you race, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's racing is pushing yourself beyond the limit that you think you can run to so that you can achieve greater things that you never thought were possible. And they always hurt. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable is my favorite phrase. And this, I went beyond that. I went to that dark place.
Wow.
And I think I sold my soul at about mile 18. And I have not done that to that extent in any race before, so this was really challenging, and for myself especially, I am not great with hills. It did not play to my strengths. So with the hills and the heat, which kind of came out of nowhere, it was definitely a tough day for me. It took everything I had to just keep on going.
Wow. And still though, the third Canadian woman to cross the finish line, I mean, that's an incredible feat.
Yes, yes. I guess considering that at many points during the race, I didn't know if I would finish at all. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. In my mind, it could have been and really should have been much worse.
Wow.
So I'm very happy with my finish and felt pretty triumphant at the end.
Triumphant, but also suffering from heat exhaustion?
I did. That was, I believe, the first time I've ever experienced heat exhaustion. I'm still not quite right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't get to celebrate after the race much. I spent the rest of the day in the room having to deal with stomach issues and electrolyte imbalance.
Wow.
Not
okay.
Fun.
You were, though, one of 50 elite women to start this race, right? What does that actually mean?
It means it's crazy. And I felt like I was completely out of my element. The top 50 marathoners in the world that were at Boston, they started us ahead of the mass start at 9:32, to be exact. And it was phenomenal. Actually, Catherine Switzer started us off. And she was, of course, the first woman to ever run a marathon or run Boston.
The one who was attempted to be pulled out of the race.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She was basically attacked by the race director and a number of people tried to pull her off the course. So she was there running again and she started us off the elite women.
Wow. What kind of, before, you know, we all think we're just going to go run out and do a marathon in 2:53, what kind of training goes into this?
A heck of a lot of training, and I have my coach Melinda Elmore to thank for that. She's, of course, our local Olympian, and it's a lot of miles, a lot of very tough runs, a lot of 4 a.m. runs.
Wow.
And when you have a full-time job and you've got to balance training with work, that's just what you do. You get up at 4 a.m. and you run 18 miles before you hit your desk.
Wow. How many miles a week?
My heaviest, or
kilometers, whatever you do it.
Well,
in.
I usually talk in miles, okay. But I can translate easily. My heaviest week was well over 100 miles. I think I was pushing 178 kilometers. Thank you, Melindy.
Josh's eyes just popped out of his head.
I know most people don't drive that far in a week. It's a little bit insane. I fully acknowledge that.
Wow.
And but an average week was probably 85-ish miles.
Wow. And you're actually running at 4 in the morning?
Absolutely. It's great. There's nobody else out there.
I guess not. How long have you been working towards this? Like, how long have you been running?
I've been running for over 32 years now, almost 33 years running competitively. But I mean, marathons, I guess I've really taken to them in the past few years.
Right.
I had a number of bad experiences with the marathon, just didn't train properly for them. And it was only when I connected with Melindy that she helped me kick it up a notch. And consequently, I've been trying to get in all of the six majors, which are Boston is, of course, one of them, and New York, Tokyo, Chicago, Berlin, and London.
Wow.
And so I've done Berlin, London, and Boston now, and I've got Chicago in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as you've mentioned, you're a full-time lawyer?
Yes.
Wow. Were the other elite women full-time lawyers as well? I can't imagine they all have full-time jobs like this.
Well, the top women, I believe their job is to run,
right,
which sounds pretty spectacular. lucky ladies. No, I think they're very fortunate to be able to do that. And
wow.
And of course, they're way ahead of me. I figured that us back the pack are elites. We're there to make them look good. But it was just phenomenal to be in their presence.
Yeah, amazing. And you've got more on the horizon, don't you?
Yes. Well, it's the good thing about endurance sports is that you tend to peak later in life. So I have to admit that I just turned 40 and I'm getting faster. So
right. You're still getting personal records.
I am. So I'm hoping that will continue into my mid-40s and 50s and 80s.
Wow.
And beyond.
Yeah. And there was quite a big pack of Kelowna representatives at the Boston Marathon, were there not?
There were. Yes. Yeah. We had a good pack of people. Nikki Hepworth ran. Dan Leonard, who is, of course, one of our staple athletes with Kelowna Running Club. We had Reese Spencer, who's actually a Penticton boy, but he trains with Melindy Elmore, my coach as well.
Mm.
And Louise Richardson, Wayne Little, and Kaylee Stewart. They were all our Kelowna representatives. And
just getting there is incredible, too.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You do have to qualify to get to Boston. And a lot of people, that's their running goal. One of their bucket list items is to run a BQ, which is a Boston qualifier.
Okay. When are you back to work? Don't say tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes. And then Saturday, I'm off to Vancouver for the Sun Run. I'm
coach
a clinic, and they're all running the 10K Sun Run this Saturday, this Sunday.
Wow. Well, rest up when you can. 4 a.m. runs this week? No?
Tonight I'm heading out to my clinic and I'll do an easy, probably 6 or 7K run with them. Just shake out the legs. I've been sitting on a plane all day, so it'll be quite welcome.
All right. Christy, thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much.